It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
While many people are excited Justin Timberlake will be performing at the 2018 Super Bowl, there are a lot of people upset. Why? They think it's unfair for Justin to perform while Janet Jackson allegedly remains banned after their 2004 wardrobe malfunction. Fans weren't happy about the double standard, but a spokesperson for the NFL said Janet isn't banned. Justin says the wardrobe malfunction incident did come up during conversations and said that won't happen.
That won't happen this time. There was a little bit of that, but that's not going to happen.
And Justin Timberlake won't be having Janet Jackson with him for the 2018 Super Bowl halftime show because a source said that Janet isn't planning on performing at the Super Bowl, and another source said that she has conflicts due to her tour scheduling.
I wouldn't want her there if she was open either. Like, if she didn't
have... People are saying it's racist that he was invited back and not her. Like, come on. Here's the thing. Janet Jackson...
And it's sexist, too.
In 2004 was more, like, mass appeal. Is she an iconic, like, singer and, you know, person in pop culture? Yeah. But think of how long it's been since 2004. 2004, I think she had a single out. Like, she has nothing going on. She even canceled her last tour. Like, she's got nothing going on. It would just not make sense to have someone like Janet Jackson out at this point.
But you don't think it's because of that 2004 incident? Think.
I don't know. I mean, if they're inviting Justin back, then I feel like they're equal. They're equally guilty.
It's going to suck. There, I said. I am not going to watch the Super Bowl halftime show for the first time ever.
Bill O'Reilly is going on the offensive to defend himself after the latest bombshell about sexual harassment allegations against him. His former Fox News colleagues, Megyn Kelly and Gretchen Carlson, are talking as well. During her one-hour Today Show slot, Kelly talked about a piece published in the New York Times that O'Reilly had paid $32 million to a former Fox News analyst who accused him of sexual harassment. O'Reilly has repeatedly denied all the allegations against him and called them a politically motivated smear campaign. On Glenn Beck's show, Bill O'Reilly said, "I don't know why Megyn Kelly is doing what she's doing." He said he provided tremendous assistance to her broadcasting career, and in her own book, she writes that she owes a lot to O'Reilly, writing that she'll always be grateful for the help he gave her before anyone even knew who she was. Katy Perry crashed a wedding reception at a Four Seasons hotel she was staying at in St. Louis over the weekend. She asked the newlywed couple if it was all right if she crashed the wedding, and of course, they said yes. Her and about 30 or 40 of her crew members hung out for about 15 minutes. She danced for most of the time before performing in St. Louis the next day. Matt Damon and George Clooney opened up about the scandal involving one-time friend Harvey Weinstein. The two stars went on Good Morning America yesterday to promote their film, Suburbicon. They both said that they knew that Weinstein was a bully and womanizer who bragged about sleeping with actresses, but they had no idea about his alleged criminal behavior.
Harvey would talk to me about women that he'd had affairs with. I didn't necessarily believe him, quite honestly, because to believe him would be to believe kind of the worst of some actresses who were friends of mine. And I didn't really think that they were going to have affairs with Harvey, quite honestly, and clearly they didn't. But the idea that this predator, this assaulter, was out there silencing women like that, it's beyond infuriating.
Renee Zellweger has been cast to play Judy Garland in the biopic Judy, which is based on the actress's final concerts in London. The movie is set in London in 1968, nearly 30 years after The Wizard of Oz made Garland an international pop star. By the way, I love Judy Garland. It follows Garland as she prepares for her sold-out show, The Talk of the Town. Behind the scenes, Garland fought with management, missed her children, and felt overworked after a lifetime spent in show business. She even contemplated walking away from the stage.
You can't walk away. I can't, Alex. I have to hear the rest of this. Okay.
This song makes me cry.
Really?
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, I love it, but it makes me cry. And Taylor Swift has given her fans a sneak peek of the music video for her next single, which is going to be ready for it. The teaser shows Taylor as a cyborg wearing a nude bodysuit. In one scene, she has lightning-like powers before going face-to-face with a villain. The full video will premiere on Thursday night, and her new album, Reputation, will be released on November 10th. Can I tell you that I have a plan on November 10th?
Sure.
I'm going to wait outside of Target and Fisher's if you want to come wait for me with me.
Is that the abduction zone where you'll be?
Yes. And I'm going to be there on 116th Street if you want to come with me. And I will be the first one when those doors open to run in and buy the actual Reputation CD. It's going to be emotional. And I'm going to go home. This is my plan.
You're going to show up with your own Swiftie squad?
Well, that's what I'm asking. If anyone wants to come, I'd love for them to. I don't have any Swiftie friends here. But by the way, when I get Reputation, I'm going to bring it into my apartment. And I'm going to play the whole thing front to back. And I'm going to light a candle. and I'm just going to have tissues ready, and I'm going to put some stuff on Instagram Live, I think, of me listening to First Impressions.
Why?
The spectacle.
Why the sad music? It's she sounds spectacle. Happy.
I just feel like she's really like she gets emotional about Taylor. And if I played that, I thought we'd get like tears running down. Hold on.
No, I will bawl my eyes out when I listen to Reputation.
What if
like bawl my eyes out? Like I'm gonna put it on. It's gonna be funny because this happens to me every time she's an album come out, and I'm gonna put it up like on our live stuff because I think it'll be funny. Although I have to figure out how I'm gonna do that with copyright issues because if I play the music, they'll take it off.
Yeah, don't get our stuff pulled down.
I'm probably
and
gonna have to show my reaction with like headphones in, so like you can't hear it,
Instagram,
but you see my reaction.
Instagram Live it or Facebook Live.
Instagram Live.
Right? Instagram Live, so people can watch live.
But can you put copyrighted music on Instagram Live, or is it like Facebook because it's owned by Facebook? Will they take it down?
I've never heard issues with that.
All right,
Facebook
well then,
instantly you
yeah,
get
you gotta
stuff
do that.
Down.
Yeah,
find
people
me on
that
the
are
gram.
Only for the people that are watching it live. Do it special for them.
Find me on the gram.
How about that?
Going down. How about that? Taylor Swift. Hey, and Taylor Swift has been popping up on people's live streams on Instagram. So
can you guys both do? Can you do it at the same time?
Joe, you need to like put your
no, I can't.
Your impression. Reaction. Your
when
natural.
When come out Friday? That Friday?
Friday, November 10th.
I'm going to be at the gayest wedding of all gay weddings, I've been told. Like, that's what it said in the invitation.
What does that mean? Like, it's an actual gay wedding?
I'm going to be at a wedding, and it says on there, this is the gayest wedding of all time.
It so, does on the invitation?
Yes. It says, come to the gayest wedding of all time. That's like,
is it two guys?
Two dudes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I don't know, maybe they'll play it at the reception. I'll try to make it work, but I'm going to be having a gay old time.
Well,
so.
You tell them, if this is the gayest wedding of all time, why the heck aren't you playing Taylor Swift's new album?
I think they're going to be playing some Katy Perry music instead.
Oh,
I don't know.